What does it mean to be here always? When I think of that concept in Kwakwala, it's something that I'm trying to understand and incrementally absorb. It's a concept in terms of a people that is much deeper than my current capacity to understand it.
Being here for the years have taught me that there are always going to be help when you need it.
It means actual connection. I know my DNA is connected to the glacier. Our people have been here for 13,000 years from our creation story. Our DNA is in this land. We are the best of the best of our ancestors. We're very powerful. We always have always been here.
I think of things in terms of overlapped realms of existence. And I think energy and form circulate between physical and spiritual realms. I think things are ever present. I think being is a presence regardless of form.
Our original ancestors have been here from the beginning of time.
As long as the land is here, we are here.
They're all still here, waiting for us to get into relationship with them.
Being here always is true.
I can feel that.
Even if other people don't understand that.
At the end of the day, the only thing that matters is going to sleep. That you never struggle alone.
I was thinking about what you said about being, and that really resonates with what I understand as well. When I think of being as a reality, something so infinite, it is so astonishing that I can count myself as part of that. I also think about this notion of here, understanding and thinking about place.
To be committed, to be consistent, to honor those who came before me and those after me. I want to be like a river or a mountain.
Heksa'am. To be here always feels like a dream, the world. I think that means spirit. I have an image of a river of knowing or of knowledge. It makes me question, what does
that there
here
is
mean?
This sense of place that has to do with a deep history and stories that are shaped by the physical world. And this sense of the here as an intersection of time and space, and that continuity and simultaneity of time and space. This is what I'm learning here now.
The concept of day one, learned from my friend, the poet Norbessie Philip.
The idea of the slaves on the slave ship, every day is day one. The present is always the past is always the future. I wonder what here means. I don't feel like I want to take here for granted. Looking or thinking to the future, disrupted. This idea of disruption and being taken and removed, every day is new because I can't connect to a past. Here is a present moment. Everything is temporary. It terrifies me to think about to be here always. I'm missing what I've lost. The people I'm not seeing, people I'm not thinking about because I'm in my own thing. Maybe it's the responsibility that's terrifying.